everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Entrepreneur Experiment Idea Lab with me, Gary Fox. There was no Idea Lab last week as they are jackhammering up and down my road outside, putting in new water pipes, getting rid of that old lead, which can only be a good thing, but it has caused chaos in the neighborhood. So I was unable to record last week because they were literally about a foot away from me outside the window. And it's already pretty uncomfortable when someone's staring in at you wearing giant headphones and a massive microphone. So couldn't even make it worse. But anyway, here we are, new Idea Lab, new week. I'm focusing on giving you some tangibles today. I'm going to give you a business opportunity for you aspiring entrepreneurs. I'm going to give you an investment opportunity. I'm going to give you a self-development opportunity. And I'm going to give you the results of an experiment I'm doing on TikTok. Well, it's not really the results. These are just like the early stage indications. First, quick shout out to my sponsor, Sage. They're with me for all of 2022, as I'm sure you all know by now. Sage is the number one provider of payroll, finance, and HR software to small and medium-sized enterprises all across the globe, just like me and you. So if you're interested in finding out more, click the link in the description below to find out more about Sage. Right, I'm trying to think which I'll kick off with. I'll kick off with the TikTok experiment. I think that's really, really interesting. We're all aware of TikTok. We're all aware of how addictive it is, but how can you use it for your business? I'm sure some of you are aware that I've started doing video with the podcast now, because for a long time I've been like, oh, I need to do video. And while I was doing all the pods remote, you're really at the mercy of the other person on the other side in terms of what's their setup like. Do they have a good camera? Are they recording on their phone? Are they recording on a laptop? And sometimes you really just don't know. And I felt the video quality was not good for what I envisaged. I envisaged a really high-end, high production value podcast, which I think we have now, or at least we're on the way to getting. So I set off this whole kind of like train of events about getting a new location, because I wanted to film in a really slick location. And then I set about getting a videographer. And then I set about like, right, doing the whole process, because like if video, think of it this way, producing a podcast is about like a 4 out of 10 effort. Producing a podcast that's audio and video is a 10 out of 10 effort. It's a lot of work. But anyway, we did that. Partnered up with Iconic Studios, partnered up with Iconic Offices to create a really cool studio in Dublin City Centre. Then found Ben from Fearless Media, Ben O'Neill. He's a superb videographer. And we started recording. And from that, we're able to upload every episode onto YouTube. But most importantly, and where I see the podcast growth coming from, I hope, this is my gut feeling, right? We're doing an experiment for the next 3 months, September, October, November. We're going to post every single day on social media, and we're going to put every episode on YouTube. So we're targeting the visual medium along with the audio. Very long-winded way of giving you an example of TikTok and the growth it is. So I started this on August 30th, and we're now on September 12th. So since, I'll post this on my Instagram as well. If you're not following me, go to Mr. Gary Fox on Instagram or go to The Entrepreneur Experiment. I'll post it up on both. If you're subscribed to my email newsletter, that is going to start again today. So if you're on that, you'll see this graphic as well. It's pretty interesting. So I've posted more or less every day. I think I missed 2 days. So I've posted more or less every day since August 30th. And the results are pretty startling. So video views on TikTok, 161,100 views. That's up. Let me see if I can even read this out. It's up 300,000%. So if you're starting from almost zero, it's not hard to get up that high, but that is unbelievable. 161,000 views. Profile visits have been 2,638. Likes have been 3,500. It's just incredible growth. And it's really cool to see the impact it's had. I will tell you, at the end of November, has it had an impact on downloads? Because that's what it's all about, right? It's all about downloads. So if you are thinking about doing TikTok for your business, what's the metric you're going to measure? For me, it's all downloads. I don't really care about everything else. It's all about downloads. So for me, posting every day, the only success ratio that I will have, regardless of how big I grow the social accounts, that's a bonus. For me, it's all about downloads. So I'll let you know the results of this experiment. This podcast is all about experiments. It's all about doing little mini things. So for the next 3 months, my experiment is posting high quality podcast content on TikTok, Insta, Twitter, LinkedIn. To be honest, the only two that I'm seeing, well, it's a bit unfair, the only two that I'm seeing proper results on would be TikTok and LinkedIn. And then Reels on Instagram is kind of performing all right, but like a fraction of the other two. So there you go. That's today's little experiment. Take of that what you will, but I really do think you should be on TikTok. Okay, I met a really cool entrepreneur a couple of months ago at the Dublin Tech Summit. She was introed to me by a good friend of mine, Devin Hughes, and it is Laura White. She's the founder of Buy Borrow. This is a cool business because it's all about circular economy and sustainable fashion. And what it allows you to do is it allows you to go online to Buy Borrow, so B-Y-B-O-R-R-O-W, and you can then sell or rent your stuff. You can sell or rent your fashion. It's primarily aimed at women, I think, for now, but it is a cool, cool business. And they're currently doing crowdfunding. So this is what I was talking about earlier in terms of an investment opportunity. So they have launched a crowdfunding campaign and they've done really, really well. Laura is a pretty impressive entrepreneur, and this is why I'm flagging this to you. So I'm just going to give you the spiel from them because it's much better than me just kind of guessing at what it is. They're an Irish female-owned tech startup passionate for sustainable fashion and creating a more circular fashion community and economy. Our mission is to empower women in making sustainable wardrobe choices. Yes, it is aimed at women at the minute, but guys, I'm sure it will work to us eventually. By providing them with a platform for sharing their wardrobes, lowering their carbon footprint, and earning them money. That's the key thing, I think, for me, is earning the money as well. It's all very well saving the planet, but you're also going to incentivize people in a good way. They allow users to upload their items from their wardrobes to lend or sell, as well as to allow users to browse for items to buy or borrow. So if you're interested in that as a service, just go on to Buy Borrow. Or if you're interested in the campaign, you can just search Buy Borrow crowdfunding, and I'm pretty sure it'll come up on Google. Yeah, it's on Indiegogo. So if you're looking for this, it's on Indiegogo. They're looking to raise 25 grand and they've already raised 4,145. So that's pretty cool. They have 20 days left. So there's a chance to invest in a young Irish startup and a young Irish entrepreneur. Laura is a very impressive entrepreneur. I have a feeling she's going to go a very, very long way. I should say this as a caveat. I shouldn't need to, but sometimes I feel I need to. This is not investment advice. Do with your own money what you will, seek professional advice, etc., etc., etc. All of the stuff I'm mentioning here is either just because I want to support the community. This is not advising you to invest in this business. I'm not guaranteeing anything. So just go check it out, Buy Borrow. Next, I want to talk to you about, actually, this is a person I worked with during lockdown. I found it hugely beneficial, and it's Shane Craddock. You'll have heard him on the podcast before if you want to go back and listen to his episode. I was introduced to Shane by another friend of mine, and he's been introduced to me by a few different people. That's how I know someone is a real caliber of person, when multiple people you respect intro you to the same person. And it was during lockdown when I was having a really tough time mentally trying to just get clarity on what I needed to do. It was just a crazy time. Like, I mean, I've done a whole podcast. I've done like tens of podcasts about that time. So you can go back and look at that if you like. But essentially, I was struggling to get clarity on what I needed to be doing, because obviously none of us knew what we were doing during lockdown. And I did a course with Shane. I did a 3-day course. It was virtual, obviously, because you couldn't meet up. But what Shane is now doing, he's doing a course called Mindshift. And the next date for inclusion is on, I think it starts on October 5th. So if you're going to sign up now, because I'd imagine this will sell out. That's only, what, 21 days away, maybe? So it's a 7 to 8 week virtual course. So again, you don't have to be in Dublin or Wicklow to do it. You can do it from anywhere in the world. And essentially he works mainly with CEOs, high performers, entrepreneurs. So it's mainly aimed at people like us. So Shane gets what it is to be an entrepreneur. He understands what it is. So if you're looking for something just to give yourself that little push towards the end of the year, I think now is when you start doing your 2023 plans. I think something like this can give you great structure. It'll be a mixture of like virtual workshops, virtual Q&As, give you tools, there'll be forums, there'll be accountability as well, which is huge. I think if anything you're doing doesn't have accountability, you're not really going to achieve it. That's my own personal belief. And it'll just show you how to like think of the big picture, think strategically, get out of your head and just gain more clarity. So if you're looking for something like that, Mindshift takes place this October, starts in October. Just Google Shane Craddock Mindshift. So MindShift. Now, finally, an opportunity for you entrepreneurs out there. If you don't have your own idea, or you kind of want to work with someone on your first idea, I was approached by a chap recently, and he's looking for an entrepreneur to get involved in his business. He has a very, very high-end mobile coffee business. He's just set up in a really good new location in South Dublin, and he's looking for someone to come on board and take the business forward, essentially, is what I'm trying to say here. He's looking for someone to invest a little bit of equity, which I think is fundamental. I think if you're going to get involved in any business as a stakeholder, I think you got to have skin in the game. Without money and without skin in the game, just it ain't going to be the same. You need those, you need that mind sharpened to be involved. So if you're looking to get involved in a venture and it's already been set up and running, so a lot of the hard work is done for you and you're looking to partner up with someone, just email me, email Gary at MrGaryFox.com, go to my website or just email Gary at GaryFox.com and I'll put you in touch with this entrepreneur. Really good guy, really high-end offering. This is not a horse box coffee. This is high end. And if you are looking for something like that, he's mainly looking for something that's very passionate, clever strategically, someone who's going to be a bit creative, someone who's going to really drive this business forward. He's not involved in the day-to-day offering. He's looking for someone to come on board and get management experience in the day-to-day offering. You'll be essentially running your own business with the guidance of a very experienced entrepreneur. So it's a pretty good opportunity. If you're interested, there will be a financial investment involved. Won't be massive, but there will be a financial investment involved. Just email me and I'll pass you on his details. Or I'll pass his details to you, I should say. Again, this is not financial advice. This is not telling you to get involved in this business. It's just an opportunity. I'm going to try to do that more in the next couple of months before the end of the year. I realize a lot of people just want tangibles. I always say to the guests, look, give people as many tangibles as you want, as you can. And for me, that's what I'm going to try to do with the Idea Lab sessions towards the end of the year. I'm going to give you a lot of like tangible things you can either like go to, or you can either get involved in, or you can invest in. Just really start moving things forward. I think it's all about action now. We've had 2 years of inaction. The next couple of years have to be about action and taking immediate action. You need to be aggressively patient. So you need to be moving on multiple fronts at the same time. Hope you enjoyed that episode. A little bit different. Let me know what you think. Send me some feedback if this is something you're interested in. If you'd like more business ideas, if you'd like more business opportunities, you want more investment opportunities, let me know. I will see you back here on Thursday for a really good episode with Jamie Crummy. He's the founder of Too Good To Go. That is a cool app. If you haven't downloaded it, give it a shot. It's basically retailers who have excess food at the end of the day do you up a mystery bag. It might be a fiver or a tenner, and in that you'll get maybe, could get anything. Like all the excess food from the end of the day is just given into these bags. You get like butchers, you get spars, you get delicatessens, bakeries, really, really cool stuff. And it helps prevent food waste, which is really, really cool. But there's also that surprise and delight element. It's one of the biggest social enterprises in the UK and across Ireland. And it's a really, really cool chat with Jamie. So I'll see you here on Thursday for that. Have a super week and remember to take action.